With a market recap, this is Don Wick. We're visiting with Dan Bossi from Ag Resource Company out of Chicago. And Dan, as we look into this trade, it's certainly a nice start to the week with soybeans at the market on fire here to kick things off.
Yeah, China continues to buy U.S. soybeans, another 264. They're now up to about 2.75 million metric tons. Still bidding in the market for additional soybeans, and even bidding or asking for offers on corn and wheat. So that's got the market somewhat supported. Beans made a new rally highs, as did corn. The wheat market set back on spread unwinding. We're seeing a lot of people taking off the long wheat, short corn spread. And so as we reached up to a 240 premium, the market kind of retreated after that key resistance point. But we'll all see what crop condition ratings give us this afternoon. We're looking for a decline of 2 to 3% in good to excellent in terms of corn and soybeans, maybe 1 to 2 in spring wheat, and that'll kind of set the tone for Tuesday.
This extended forecast still looks pretty hot and dry.
It does, but maybe more concerning to the trade is what's going on in the Black Sea with the continual attacks on shipping and infrastructure, port infrastructure. And it's hard to even find an offer, if you will, for export out of either Russia or Ukraine. So longer term, if this war continues and those attacks persist, that may be the hidden bullish element as we start looking forward. But yeah, the extended range does look hot and dry, but the middays did come down on some of that heat here, at least one of the reasons why we took markets off their highs from the midday hour.
And this feeder cattle market, we've been lower 14, 15 sessions, higher today. Just a one-day pop here. How are you looking at this?
Yeah, it is a one-day pop. I still believe we're going to look backwards in time unless there's changes in import profiles for U.S. beef, which is gaining in record large, that it was going to be difficult to sustain rallies. I know that numbers are still relatively tight. We're getting into where we'll bring on the autumn fall school demand. But, you know, there will be bounces along the way, but I still think we're kind of in a bear market as we look forward for the next couple of months.
Dan, of course, I want to find out more from Ag Resource Company. Where can I go?
Always agresource.com. It's our website. Happy to give everybody a trial of 30 days to see how they like it.
Good deal. Dan Bossi with us, Ag Resource Company. That's a market analysis here on the Red River Farm Network.